He is not here. He is not here. I imagine when the two women arrived at the tomb, there was a bit of sadness when they heard that news that he is not here. They had been through so much. Their master and their teacher, Jesus Christ, had been brutally murdered on a cross in front of everyone. The disciples had betrayed him or abandoned him, run away, denied him. They had been through so much, and they thought they would do the right thing, and that they would go to the tomb and give him a proper burial. And on the way, there's an earthquake. It's like just when they thought they were doing something right, another reminder that events are out of their control. So they're haunted by the past and uncertain of what the future may hold, hoping to do the right thing. And then they get to the tomb. They see a flash of light and they think maybe hope against hope that it's going to be okay. And then the person says, he's not here. And I wonder if there was a bit of sadness when they heard that news that he is not here, of what had happened to him. I think we know this feeling a bit, though, when we go through life and life gets so crazy and things come at us so fast and we're wondering about what's happened in our past. And we finally decide that there's maybe a good doctor's report, or we're going to turn and do the right thing. And then there's an earthquake, and it seems like events are entirely out of our control. And we're hoping against hope that Jesus will show up in our lives and do something grand and wonderful. And then we get that news, or we get that sinking feeling in our hearts that he is not here, that he is not here. Today we hear the good news that Jesus is risen, but it's paired right up against those other words. He is not here. For us as Christians, we live in that tension. We live in the tension knowing and praising our exalted risen Savior. But at the same time, as we go through life, we often are haunted and hungry for a deeper sense of Jesus Christ's presence in our lives, wanting to experience him and sense his presence in our lives. But the women this morning, they didn't get that sense. They didn't get that. The next couple weeks during the Easter season, we're going to be talking about how we experience Jesus Christ in our lives, because again, even as faithful Christians, we hunger for this. We hunger for this. But today, I want us to linger a little bit. Linger a little bit and think about what does it mean that they show up and Jesus isn't there? And what does it mean in our lives when we hope against hope that Jesus will show up and we don't get the sense that he's there in the way that we wanted him to be? What does Easter say to that? What does Easter say to those times? Well, Easter says that even if we don't sense the presence of Jesus Christ, we are not alone and Jesus Christ has not abandoned us. Easter says that even if we feel like God is somehow not with us, Jesus is with us and has not abandoned us. When the women go to the tomb that morning, when the women go to the tomb, Jesus has sent them messengers. He has sent them an angel to tell them the good news that Jesus Christ is indeed risen from the dead. In the same way in our lives, when we wonder where is Jesus Christ, Jesus is busy sending us messengers who will bring us the good news, the cheer that we need. But now if they're messengers from God, they don't just come with all everything fluffy and nice. You know what the angel has to tell? The angel has to tell the women this morning that they're in the wrong place. This isn't where Jesus is. He told you he was going to be raised. And in our lives, too, God sends us messengers, people who tell us that we're in the wrong place, that a habit's becoming an addiction, that our priorities are out of line, a simple voice of the children asking us, why are we so upset? Why are we so angry? God doesn't just send messengers with wings and glowing robes, but he sends us our family, our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our coworker who's taken time to listen to us and offer us that reassurance that with Christ, all things indeed are possible. God sends us messengers. So when we wonder where Jesus Christ is in our lives because we're not sensing him as we want, we can take comfort that he's sending us messengers, bearers to the good news. What really shows us is the interaction between the women and Jesus this morning. The women come to the tomb, and the angel then makes them messengers. And he says, you now have to go tell them the good news. So they go off, and now they're messengers. They're bearers of the good news. And what happens as they're carrying the message? Jesus meets them there. Jesus meets them, and they're able to worship and praise him. For the disciples that morning, who weren't with the women, they woke up that morning and probably wondered, what's going on? Am I going to be arrested today? Where is Jesus? I had trusted him. I had hoped that he would be my deliverer, and he's not here. So from the disciples' perspective, it looks like Jesus isn't watching over them. But what is Jesus doing? He's busy at work encouraging the messengers. Again, they wonder, where is Jesus? He's at work for them. He's gone ahead of them, and he's encouraging the messengers to go to them. I see this all the time in our ministry here. Often when people are grieving, experiencing real trials to their health, they wonder about God's presence in their lives and wonder, what is God doing? Well, I see God at work because what God is doing, what Jesus is doing, is he's encouraging the messengers. And so often when people go and they visit a shut-in, they bring them a meal, they stop by after a death, those who have gone to bear witness, those who are messengers, experience the love of Christ in such a powerful way as they receive the patience from Jesus, as they receive the encouragement and they know the words to say. When we wonder what God is doing in our lives, we learn from the Easter story that he's busy at work, encouraging and sending us messengers to witness to the good news, and at points tell us that we're in the wrong place. So again, this Easter, we're going to look at how we can experience God, and we learned today that one of the ways we can experience the presence of Jesus Christ is to tell others the good news. And as we tell others the good news, Jesus comes to us. Whether teaching Sunday school, whether visiting a shut-in, or today when we all sing to one another, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, we experience his presence among us. But it's not just about Jesus sending messengers. Jesus does show up. Again, Jesus does show up. Just a few verses later in Matthew's gospel, he appears to the disciples. And they worship him, and the last thing he says to them, the last thing he says to them is, I am with you always till the end. I am with you always till the end. We're not abandoned and we're never alone. Jesus has promised that he's with us always till the end. Now, many a singer out there has made their money by crooning to some sort of I will always love you. We know these songs, we like them. But the reality is that always isn't really always. And not just because love is fickle and it goes and comes, but because finally there's always a limit on our ability to love as a human. Eventually, due to illness or finally death, there is a limit to our ability to follow through and always be there for those whom we love. I tell my daughter, my wife and I tell my daughter, when we leave the house, that we'll always come back for you. But there's a way in which that's not fully true, and I know it. I know it because one day I won't be able to do that. And it's not because she's just simply going to grow up. It's because I, too, will go the way of the ground. There is a limit to how much I can actually say the word always. The good news of Easter is that when Jesus Christ says he's always going to be with us, he actually means it and he's gonna follow through. The things that break us apart, our mistakes as humans, our sins, that stop the love, that stop the presence, Christ has defeated them in the cross. And even your and my death, that too has been defeated by Jesus. And so there's nothing, as Paul writes, that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. So today I am a messenger, as we all are today as we sing, but I bring you now the message that Christ is risen. He's risen indeed, and this means that he is the only one who can tell you that he will always be with you. You will never be alone and you'll never be abandoned. He and nobody else can say that to you because he has died and he is risen. Alleluia. Amen.